Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's TMI is what it is.
Yeah, we'll see where the line is. Are you in, Josh? Or TMI for the audience?
TMI for everyone.
You got a doo-doo?
No. No. Okay, so yesterday, my husband and I, feeling very amorous and in love, did some adult things. Children were awake in other areas, so we had to put television on to mass sound. He chose a show on HBO Max called A Black Lady Sketch Show. Out of all the episodes he decides to turn on, I was like, just get, as if this sketch could just end, because I can hear my friend. The next sketch comes on. I hear another friend.
They're in the room.
I was like, Marcus is like, I didn't hear anything.
Marcus was lying. What do you mean? Marcus was so
close. He was like, what are you talking about?
He got the signal like they gave it to the pilots in Top Gun. He gave the salute and he was out of here.
I was like,
all he heard was bam, no.
That's why you gotta put on Coco Melon, man.
I was like, because even though I know Gabrielle, me and her are very good friends, she's doing different voices, so it just is like I'm not gonna actually hear her. But I was like, he was like, what you heard something?
Oh, snap! Is funny. Keep it in the episode. Oh, in 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick agent.
Welcome to the podcast. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers. 2021. Oh, that might be the best cold open we've ever had. Oh, boy. Before we get in, church announcements. Keep your distances this Friday. Get your tickets now. Here's a little sneak peek of what you are going to miss if you don't get your ticket. Use the promo code KEV at checkout for $3 off. Roll it, Josh.
This is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month here in June. So I'm going to let y'all know something. I'm actually bipolar. And I know y'all looking at me like, I didn't know black people could be bipolar. We usually don't have health care, so we don't talk about this. But I'm actually bipolar type 2. And for the longest time, I didn't know I had. I just thought I was a real nigga who didn't put up with nothing.
But you know what? Those messages stuck with me from Pimps Up, Hoes Down, because one of the hoes, she was such a nice lady. She said, it ain't easy being a hoe no more. And you know what? She right. Is it easy being a hoe? No. You know, in this economy? Absolutely not. It's been hard for me. I've been trying to be a hoe for years. I've let Drake down every summer. Okay, you know? Every time I try to go be a hoe, suck some dick or whatever, my dead daddy shows up like Mufasa in the sky and shit. I'll be out like, here you come. Remember who you are. How did you get in this nigga's house? Oh, my God. And it's like when I needed my dad the most, he would never show up. Because, Dad, where were you when I was hunching that man on the air mattress, huh? He wasn't there. I needed him.
Women, I'm tired of y'all talking shit about sex, man. Don't nobody want y'all dry attitude, coochie. Stop acting like you're doing us favors, giving up the snatch. This dick has a price too, goddamn. We got some good, robust, quality dicks out here, man. Tired of y'all talking shit. Go on, just take it. I don't want no attitude smash. Go back to sleep, man. I don't want no attitude pumps, man. Look out, man. I don't need it. I'll be like, well, I got porn in the bathroom. They having a good time.
But, like, if you meet a woman in the club and you really show her that you after her, you got 6 steps. before you created a misdemeanor, and then like 12 steps before you venturing into felony land. Like, nigga, you got 6 paces. Hey, how you doing? My name is. I would love to see you. I can get the number. No, you show. All right, you have a good goddamn day. Like, you got 6 fucking paces, nigga.
Your husband will watch you all day with a mild vagina, right? Mild. You know, all you done did was pee. All you did was pee, you know, mild. 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 It's not like you got like pap smear cream, none of it. Like, it's just mild. Mild. But as soon as I take a shower and get in the bed to go to sleep, it's 3 words that he'll say. Bay, you sleep.
I want to tell you something, ladies. While we're on the topic of mild vaginas, most women, before they have sex at night, they want to take a shower. They want to be fresh, right? A lot of men, present company included, we don't mind mild vagina. Sometimes, dare I say, we don't mind spicy. I like Indian food. Nobody gets chicken curry mild? Where the kick at? What's your day been like? What's your day been like? You had to go to Whole Foods for a minute? What was all the okay? Oh, you was walking today. You was walking. You okay, you spoke. Hold up now. Woo. That's a little tequila shot, girl. You out here. But I'm having a good time. We take it. Woo, let's go. I'm in there. A little spicy ain't never killed nobody. You're always trying to prepare it all the time. No, I don't know. It's okay. I know you. Okay.
Can I give a church announcement?
You are part of the church.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good
church.
Morning. Good morning.
All the episodes of Crass and Cocktail have now, season 2, have now been uploaded. Amen. So if you have not caught up, please do. You can get half of them on the Kev on Stage Studio streaming services, where we have hilarious episodes with my husband, as well as Patrick Cloud and other wonderful people. And then on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel, you get funny episodes like Tim Chaturangsu being drunk out of his mind and Ryan Davis just talking horrible about other comics. It's a good time. So make sure you check it out.
All right. With that being said, please let us begin. This actually was a topic that was seriously debated on the Twitter. We did Keep Your Distance. Okay, cool. All right. By the way, this Keep Your Distance, for real, all jokes aside, one of the best ones we've done ever.
Oh, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed every single comic.
One of the best ones we've been to.
Angel was crying of laughter out of her seat multiple times.
Oh, yes. Screaming.
She was. All right. Ryan Clark is a retired NFL player. He tweeted this last week, and he was dead serious, and people defended him. Chris Brown is more talented than Michael Jackson. Ellipsis. There I said it. Exclamation point. Have a great week. How is one to have a great week after such blatant mischaracterizations?
I agree.
Are spewed on the internet that Al Gore invented. Beyonce popularized. How? I think, this is my honest opinion, I think when people get old, like artists, athletes, the further away from like how great, like their prime or their biggest moment.
Yeah.
The further away from that, the less people remember how impactful they really were. I also think it's harder for people who were not alive, like us, during the early part of Michael Jackson's career. Before Solo, when he was just with the Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5.
Right, when he was a little boy.
Just a little boy. Because also, another white person, which I didn't bring this up because they're of the hue dead seriously said that Justin Bieber is more talented than Michael Jackson.
Someone put, he's the one who put a hex on Justin Bieber. Then.
That's exactly. I was like, and that's why that baby is suffering. He shouldn't have said that. I really feel bad for Justin too, because that just, when I saw the video, I said, oh, I started praying immediately. That baby, but that, it's that man's fault.
It probably is. Now, Michael Jackson, had he only stopped in the Jacksons, he probably is still one of the most talented artists ever as a child.
Yeah.
Had Michael Jackson's career started with Off the Wall, which wasn't his first solo album. Mm-hmm. Turns out he had like five before that. I made a whole video about this. Mm-hmm. Joe Jackson was making the older Jackson brothers sing background for Michael on his early solo album. But Off the Wall was his first solo album where it was like his creative directions. Had Michael Jackson's career started with Off the Wall and just moved forward,
still
he's still one of the greatest artists. He had both of those in one career. We still love Soul For Real. And they was just Candy Rain.
That's it.
That's and then the remix. Yes. We still love that song like it just came out today.
All about it.
Michael Joseph Jackson. Talent? I would argue that Chris Brown could dance on the level of Michael Jackson, right? On the level. Freestyle dance, right? I think that's about where you could even... Like, it's like basketball. You like... Most people agree that Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player, but you could say that Steph Curry's a better shooter than him. Maybe Dennis Rodman's a better rebounder. Shaq's a better shot blocker. Like, if you're picking off individual things, you can say they might do this thing better. But overall, talent?
It just, I don't know what how this person defines talent, but it's not the way I define it, apparently. And I'm not a Michael Jackson purist. I don't believe that there won't be someone that could one day dethrone him. It's just not Christopher Brown.
You believe that Beyonce is how would you describe it? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I would say that she is the only contender, in my opinion, when it comes to, if we're going to question talent and impact, well, not impact, it's hard to it's hard to have more impact when you got here afterwards.
Yes.
However, you also can't ignore the intersectionality and what she has had to do just being a woman.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I'm like, I'm gonna put her up there with him. But at the same time, she didn't start as early as he did.
No.
So when you start at five, like Michael.
And are the lead singer.
Are the lead singer hitting notes that are ridiculous.
I mean, just... When I listen to that old stuff, I'll be like, that was a children.
A wee one. And then also when I just think of his collection of, I don't want to call them anthems, but they are the type of songs that like kind of define an era. I can't think of a person who has more songs than him.
Than Michael Jackson?
Yes, that define an era of time. He has, I would say... I don't know. It'd probably be hard for me to name all of them that like make that type of sense in my head. But he has at least 10 in my mind, where it's just like when it comes on, I kind of stop because it like kind of transports me to a different place. ABC 123, boom, I'm a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Take me there. I saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. Go ahead, put me as a child.
Might as well be Quantum Leap.
Come on, exactly. Thriller, we back. Beat It, we're back again. Bad, we're back again.
Yes.
There
and remember the time.
Remember
even
the
into
time.
The '90s. Remember the time. I remember when that. Remember the time and Scream specifically. I was in those were my summers in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We was appointment television watching. Mm-hmm. Like when that. Remember the time came out. Mm-hmm. We was like, oh, Magic Johnson. Oh, Eddie Murphy. Everybody. Oh, look at. Oh, he disappeared into glitter.
Yes, black and white.
Off the Wall, the bass line alone.
Look, man, low key Off the Wall gets slept on. The other thing that I would argue. If that were true, if Chris Brown was more talented than Michael Jackson, Chris Brown would have a unanimous classic album. Mm-hmm. Do you believe Chris Brown has an album where most people would agree is a classic?
I never listened to a whole Chris Brown album, period. So I can't even answer the question, but I'm pretty sure, no.
I don't know how
I don't know how Chris Brown even comes after Usher. If you're putting somebody next to Michael Jackson,
they should be blowing out their prayers.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that. I agree with you. Chris Brown and Usher together, made into one person, still ain't beating Michael. There is a level of, and I'm not saying Michael wrote his songs, but the type of songs that are being written for these men and produced for these men don't contend with the type of music that was written for Michael.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't know what Michael's goal was, but if his stuff felt more like an experience, where Chris Brown and Usher feel more like a vibe.
I agree with that.
And it's hard for me to be like, oh, you have enough vibes and it equates to a full experience. Absolutely. It really doesn't.
Absolutely. Also, the thing that it's, people after Michael Jackson have the Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan effect. And what I mean by that is they shaped how stuff was consumed. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to argue that people can do it better than them. Yeah. What I mean by that is Michael Jordan crafted the modern NBA, mm-hmm. right? Shoes dominating in a way nobody else had. The narrative, the 6-0 finals. He has the perfect elements for those stories. Michael Jackson's music videos literally created MTV, mm-hmm. right? Mm. His concerts, no one was as globally impactful. No one had people of all hues, races, shapes, sizes, ages, packed out, fainting. Like, people aren't even famous like that anymore. Like,
it's not the case.
And I don't think you should be. Like, his level of fame was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Mm-hmm. And that all came from his talent. Like, when you watch how he like choreographed videos, and again, he never even said I made up all this stuff.
Right.
He wasn't like, I created the moonwalk, I did all this for Smooth Criminal. Like, he was like, oh, I got this from Fred Astaire and this from this and the costume from this. Like, that's also creativity, mm-hmm. right? To have the creative direction and vision, mm-hmm. you know, to have that. Then you come into sales. Like, I just disagree with this statement. There's nothing you could, there's.
What I'm trying to do is remove, because he didn't say more impactful. I'm trying to think now, just talent. If we had these two men at their prime, Chris Brown and Michael Jackson at their prime, let's take away all the notoriety, just two talented people. Just two talented people. Michael is still stomping Chris into the ground.
The one thing Chris Brown can do that Michael didn't do, I don't know if he can, he did a front flip on beat.
Oh, yeah, he's more athletic. Like, if we say athleticism, oh, it's going to Chris Brown. Michael can't do all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's got to pay attention to his hair. There's a lot of things. His outfits are too tight to be doing a bunch of flips and all that stuff. But if I'm breaking it down just off of talent, Michael Jackson at his prime, I feel like vocal athleticism, he was better because he was also more creative. He would go into these random sounds as a
damn.
For musicality, that is somebody that is brave, that is somebody who is very creative. I can't think of Chris Brown ever. Chris Brown can do runs, like riffs like crazy, but that's also, it's not anything new. It's something that people do. We can go to church and listen to somebody riff all day long. When I think about creativity in dancing, Michael Jackson, granted he got a lot of his moves from James Brown, was still doing things that pushed the envelope, that other than bringing gymnastics into dance, Chris Brown, I don't feel like was doing anything that, for me, when I saw it, was like, I've never, like, he brought crumping, he did not pop. Crumping was already something that was doing, that was happening, and he was like, I'll do it now too in my stuff. So just talent. For talent, take away all the notoriety, take away the influence that they've had on the world.
Well, the reason I bring that stuff up is because I think that came from his talent.
Yeah, no, right?
Even if you took it out, but I feel like his talent is the genesis for all the other stuff. It wasn't like he wasn't just like famous for famous sake.
Right, but only.
But I see what you're saying.
The only reason why I even say we have to remove that is because he's from a different era. It's a lot harder to, the reason why there are no more pop stars or rock stars like Michael Jackson is that we're not in in a time where that is possible.
Yeah.
It's not possible. The internet
we have access to too many
things. Yeah, there's nobody is going to literally, Beyonce is kind of the cutoff. I can't imagine.
Bad Bunny probably is the biggest artist right now, and most of Americans don't care or would not even know, but he's dominating.
International stars, that's one thing, but like if we talk about like someone who domestically and internationally is murdering it, and that's like pop star quality, like Michael, I feel like outside, I don't know rock stars like that, so there might be rock stars doing it, but Beyonce is probably the last black one I can think of that can sell out a huge arena in a different continent.
Yeah.
By herself. She could say no one else is showing up and people are going, I'm just going to do 30 minutes. She's going to pack it out. I don't think
of anybody else.
Not stadiums like
not
that.
Not a stadium because shoot.
I wouldn't even say Bruno. Now I love Bruno. I think he's talented.
Bruno's in basketball arenas.
Yeah.
Basketball arenas are not Bruno's probably
50% of what Beyonce is doing.
Yeah, Bruno's at Staples, it's like 18-5.
Not even Nicki Minaj. I don't agree.
Nicki Minaj.
Somebody canceled put her that tour because it wasn't selling.
No.
Well.
No. There's none. And so that's the only reason why.
And
I'm
that's
like,
no slight. That's just a lot of tickets to sell.
It's hard, and it's no longer, like I said, it's not because these people. Like I said, I'm not a Michael Jackson purist.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just we are living in a different day and age. And like you said, I think it is good where people can't bust through like that and outshine folk. It doesn't matter how talented you are because we can then go to YouTube and see a little three-year-old out sing the song you just created.
Absolutely.
So it's hard for you to be like stand out.
BTS is doing arenas, but they're not doing stadiums like that. Bad Bunny is doing arenas, but they're not doing stadiums like that. The arenas versus stadiums is like a football field is a stadium. An arena would be like the Staples Center or where you're.
Also, that's 18-5 to 75.
20,000 is still a lot of people.
Yes, yeah. But it's not 75,000 people.
Right.
Which is what Beyonce was at Dodger Stadium. Beyonce was at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. The Rose
that's
Bowl.
That's 100,000 people.
Two or 3 days at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it's not 100,000 people when she's there because it's set up for a football game.
Yeah.
But it's probably still 70.
And it be packed.
And it
I
be
go.
Pop.
I be going.
Ben.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. I can't give Chris Brown that type of credit, but he could get Credit Karma. And with Credit Karma, you are able to find out what new credit card you should choose, right? Because with Credit Karma, it can help you zero in on the right option for you and help you apply with more confidence. I have to say we are in the process of just getting our finances together and wanting to be able to go about just our lives smarter. And that's one of the things that I did not know what to do with was with credit cards. I was like, I don't know what the best option. There's so many now. There's like, at one point in time, there was like, you got three credit cards to choose from. Mm. Now there are hundreds and trying to figure out what's best for your lifestyle. Because if you're a person that's just like, I just want to use this for gas. So you might want one that has like cash back for gas or for gas purchases. Or if you want one that has traveling perks. There are different credit cards that offer different things, and trying to figure that out can be overwhelming, but Credit Karma makes it easy. Credit Karma uses your credit profile to show you offers that are tailored to your financial situation. Credit Karma partners with a wide range of card insurers so that you can be sure that you are exploring all sorts of options. Best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you your chances of approval before even applying, helping you apply with more confidence. Comparing cards on Credit Karma is 100% free and won't affect your credit scores. Credit Karma creates create your own karma. So sorry about that. Ready to find the card for you? Head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com.
So Young Deuce is saying BTS is performing in stadiums across the nation. In every city, are they performing in stadiums? Because some people do stadiums in their big markets.
BTS has done stadiums, but Beyonce will do a stadium tour nationally as well as internationally.
Yeah, because I can do a theater in my big markets. I can't do a theater in El Paso.
And listen, BTS might have it, but it's 15 of them. Right. We are talking about a pop star. Right. Somebody in BTS could die and they could replace that person and we might not even notice. So I'm not trying to take it from
BTS. Like seven?
There's a lot of them.
Literally seven?
It's whoever shows up. I don't know. It's a lot of them. So we're talking about like pop stars, not so much groups, but hey, BTS.
K-pop, from, they put the pop in K-pop.
Come, I know, BTS, the fact that I know about BTS, and I'm not saying booty tay, right now I can tell you that they hot, they popping.
But BTS, they can't beat Michael Jackson either.
Not all 15 of them dancing together. It's not going to happen.
Now, one thing Chris Brown can do in blacks, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it in the summertime and take less flack.
I know.
Say. Hang all the mistletoe.
Sing it, Kevin.
I'm gonna get to know you better. I'm sorry. That is my preferred version. Mm-hmm. And I love Brother Hathaway. His is great. Yeah. But Chris Brown's.
He did a great job. He did a great job. He was great in that movie in general. He's a good listen, you might. Maybe, because I can't think of many times that Michael Jackson acted. Him as the Scarecrow in
The Wiz.
In The Wiz, he's a better actor too.
And his music videos were short films.
Oh, absolutely.
Thriller, the full version of Thriller, the full version of Bad, Beat It. And that's the other thing. Like, we're out of talent into impact and stuff. And it's kind of hard. I'll give you guys this. It's kind of hard to separate the totality of an artist when you're making this.
Yeah.
Argument. You know what I'm saying? But to me, his music videos are part of his talent. Mm-hmm. Like having those music videos, and Chris Brown had music videos, but you couldn't tell much different from his and Usher's Omarion's, Mario's. Michael Jackson's music videos, it's like him, Missy, Busta. They're like, oh, y'all have standout music videos.
Absolutely.
They stand out amongst the entire thing. But anyway, argue amongst yourself in the comments. Michael Jackson had a game on Sega that was called Moonwalker. It was fantastic. All right, so this is an interesting thing. We're going to talk about kids for just a little bit. My youngest graduated eighth grade, right?
Come on.
And I posted the video of him on my platforms because he didn't want to be there. Now, the reason he didn't want to be there is because it was like 97 degrees outside.
Wait a minute, hold on. You only have high schoolers.
I only have high schoolers.
That's crazy, Kevin.
Only have high schoolers.
That's crazy.
So JoJo doesn't love school. He doesn't particularly love graduating from school on a day that's 97 degrees. His back was sweaty. He was hot. Josh, can you put it along the side here? People can see he just wasn't here for it. So I posted the video because he was trying to smile for Melissa. And, you know, he has a thing about smiling. He only does it when it's genuine. Mm-hmm. And I respect it. So anyway, it went viral on all the social medias, but it went over 1 million on Twitter, which is the equivalent to like 3 million on other things. Because my videos usually top out at 25,000 views, 30,000 views on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Anytime something goes super viral on Twitter, no matter how good and pure it is, eventually it turns.
Of course.
Oh.
So this one girl said this, and she was just talking about her experience, but this was the tide turning. She said, these are the graduations my dad refused to go to. You're supposed to pass eighth grade, he would yell. Invite me when it's important. Ha, ha, ha. Person just reminiscing on their own father.
Right, right, right.
Somebody responded, yep, we need to stop coddling our kids. Many users were like, wait, what? Coddling, you know, and she was like, we grew up in the 80s. You people worked in steel mills and... these eighth grade graduations are a waste of time. You graduate once, and that's in 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. That is right. You're culminating all the other grades.
I will attend my children's 7th grade midwinter.
Come on.
Transition from to spring.
Say solstice.
If there's the winter solstice program transition, you are now a 7th grader post half.
You're 7th grade thing. Plus.
A 7th grade plus, I'm going to be up in there. If there's a program for my children,
I'm going to be there.
They had kindergarten little ceremony. I was up in there clapping for the baby. They had fifth grade little ceremony clapping for the baby. Now, did they have this when I was a kid? No. And nobody clapped for me. That don't mean I'm not going to clap. Eighth grade, 11.5.
Angel was up there at a Mars fashion show.
At his fashion show, coddling the baby. Skipping work. Coming to work late so she could be over there so that Amar could come around and turn his back to the audience.
Turn his back.
He came out there like, you came to see me, I'll give you this.
Didn't say a word during the song. They sang. He looked at them like they were stupid. And then started crying at the end like, get me out of here. Let me tell you how bad I am. When little Marcus was finishing up preschool, I went to the director. I said, so when is the graduation? And she was like, oh, we don't have one of those. And I said, oh, you do this year. I planned preschool? A whole graduation. Because I said, I'd be damned if my baby ain't been here for 2.5 years and we ain't going to celebrate.
You graduated him before he started school?
He had a preschool graduation. I had shirts made. It said, we came. We played, we conquered. I had all the kids.
For all the kids?
That's when you hired Jeff.
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't know him. Jeff was probably in elementary school himself.
Oh, Mar and JoJo are similar children.
I'm like, this is for little Marcus. They had their signatures on the back of the shirt because they had all just learned how to write their names. I had food platters in all the classrooms. The kids did performances. This was all me.
So your preschool, you just came in and was like, I'm doing this, y'all hush. And the school was like, this is great. Yes, continue down this
they
path.
They were like, we're not sure. I was like, I don't want to hear none of that. I do not want to hear.
Got it done. You guys must have thought this was the dialogue.
Yeah.
The kids is having the graduation.
They made the mistake and named our family of the year in Burbank.
Oh, no.
Yes. You got a certificate. I run this now. Shut it up. Be grateful these other kids are invited to my child's graduation. Because that's what it is.
Did you make the shirts for all the kids?
Uh-huh.
You made it for all the kids?
Yeah, all the kids had shirts. All the kids had their own little cap, like their own cap. So they had purple shirts with purple caps.
Angel.
Muffins.
Angel, somebody, hold on, dang, who can I lost it. Charles said Angel played Pomp and Circumstance on the piano. Listen, y'all ain't got a music.
There was Pomp and Circumstance playing. Bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah. No, way, that's Star Wars.
That's Star Wars.
That's it.
I had the kids' bop version. It was so great. Da, 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 da. Come on, kids. Da, 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 da.
I've been watching a lot of Obi-Wan Kenobi and then the requisite look, videos on YouTube. You got the video?
I got the picture. Look at my baby.
Oh, he's so cute. Josh.
I had shirts for all the kids.
Show the camera, kid.
Show the camera.
I had the purple shirts and the purple caps for all the kids. The parents were in there crying.
Man,
I did that.
You did that. Listen, HB from KC said, if we celebrate our kids more in this way, maybe they wouldn't be such crappy adults. Mm-hmm. I full on believe it. I full on believe it. If you're a present parent now, do they need it?
No. You know.
Do I need Rocky Road ice cream? No. I want it. I'm okay with it. I think the world sucks. If the children are going to have to practice active shooter drills.
Come on. Man.
In the doggone school and be basically locked up in the school. Our kids, you can't even get in to see your own kids at the schools here.
Right.
If they're going to have to deal with all this crap, racism, pandemic, people wasn't making it. Right? You celebrate your anniversary every year. Why? Because you made it another year. You celebrate your birthday every year. Doggone, with the way the world is, culminate every year. Have a little ceremony and appreciate yourself.
I'm not even doing it more so for my kids. It's for me.
Who had to take them down there to the preschool before work?
We paid every month.
You paid every month.
Celebrate that, because I didn't know how we was going to get through. It's expensive out here. I was like, listen, y'all ain't never had to come to us and be like, hey, we tried to make a withdrawal, didn't go. Y'all never had to come to me like that. We gonna celebrate it. And I get it. Yes. People be feeling like things be like a participation trophy, what have you. So.
Here's what a participation trophy to me is, if you were in a race and all eight of y'all ran, you give the medals to gold, silver, and bronze. Okay. The rest of the people, you get a ribbon. participation trophy is when, to me, it's when y'all all get a thing and the person who won don't get the recognized one. You can get a medal for, you can get a appreciation for going, mm-hmm. but don't give everybody the same thing and diminish the people who actually won, right? That's a participation trophy to me. Uh-huh. An eighth grade culmination, you've done more school already than you have left, mm-hmm. more than likely, at least in the K-12. So anyway, I'm going to go there. Before we move on, this second part is about kids. I just want to make a brief pit stop because I had one joke I wanted to get off.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Diddy is dating Young Miami.
Yes, he is.
Diddy is 52? Diddy. Let me make sure I'm doing the math right. You know, the other day, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to tell y'all. I was doing some math, and I said, well, what's 15 minus 9? And when I tell you, I had to pull out my calculator.
You didn't know it just Angel, didn't go to 6?
You, in my mind, when I do 15 minus 9, it goes up on a chalkboard in my mind. Right? Oh. 15 minus, and then my mind says 6. When I threw it up there, it went black.
You could have done 10 plus 1.
You're saying a lot. This is post-taboo. Here's how you could have said muffin. Once my turn's over, of course I think of all the other stuff. Generally, I know 15 plus 9 is 12.
What? 15 minus 9, 6. 15 plus 9,
22. Diddy is 52 years old. Young Miami is 24. Young Miami is 28. Mm-hmm. It's a 24 year.
Now, this one is a different. That's a harder math equation. You got double digits on both sides.
There's a zero in there, too.
24 years. Okay?
Almost a quarter of a
century.
Century between the two of them.
Her name, Young Miami.
Carisha, ain't that her name?
Carisha, please. Carisha. That's the name of her show that they said this on. Her name is Young.
She said, what you like about me? What you like? Why you dating a sick girl? I ain't laughing. She said. That's what she said.
Is Diddy never going to date a woman his age?
He's never going to.
Is he always
going to
date somebody under 30?
Absolutely. He is going to Hugh Hefner it up in life.
For the rest of his life.
Oh, absolutely. Because he doesn't have a reason to be in a relationship that makes sense to, like, as far as in
like meeting. A partner on his.
Just doesn't appear. It doesn't fill him up.
Doesn't.
He doesn't want that part of his life to have any type of and this is not to put down Carisha. She could be a good time. She could have great intellectual conversations.
City girl.
And she's probably lived a whole, based off of their documentary, she's probably lived a little more life than some of us. Keep because living, her life ain't been the easiest.
Yeah.
Okay. However, that 24-year gap, there's some stuff you can't make up for.
How you even, you can't taboo the same. We make fun of Josh, and Josh is 8 years younger than me. 10 years younger than me?
You said this
10 years
week.
Younger than me.
You said
12
last
years week. Younger than Angel. 13 years.
You didn't have to do the math.
Why are you doing that? We're talking about you and I.
14?
Anyway, that's a lot of years.
What are you? 41?
Yeah, I'm 41. Then.
12.
There's a lot of the all those years. There is not, and I'm not saying that you have to have full commonality in how you were raised, how you were brought up, in order to find attraction and chemistry with a person.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that. However, again, usually when someone is trying to find a partner in life, those are some of the things that you look for, is common ground that deals with life experience. And Diddy was alive when there was no internet.
Literally.
That's wild.
No internet.
That's crazy.
He was alive when people didn't have personal cell phones.
He had a car phone.
But at some point in time in his life, people didn't have car phones.
It was part of the transition of nothing in hand.
Nothing.
Nothing in hand.
It's a brick in hand.
I remember when beepers came about. So he's older than I am. He is rotary phone, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle cord.
He was born in 1969.
Come on.
Was Martin Luther King?
I'm not sure if he was here. I don't know if my daddy was here or not, but what I do know is he's heard dial tones in his lifetime.
He hung up.
He has said, he has dialed somebody, boop, 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 and said, hello. And the person said, yes, this is HelloFresh. And we have a box for you because we know you need some meal plans to help you out and help your summer go even better. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. And when I tell you, HelloFresh now has 30 dinner recipes to choose from every week. And that's the most choices of any meal kit. Going away for the summer? Don't worry about it. You can update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your vacation destination in just one click. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. And that is dope because I know a lot of families, instead of staying at hotels, they stay at Airbnbs to help make it an easier transition during the vacation time. You don't want to do all that goddamn on grocery shopping when you're going on vacation. You could just have the boxes there. You can be able to cook your family up a meal without having to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars trying to eat at a restaurant when the vacation was already too expensive to begin with. As Melissa had told y'all on the Bald and the Beautiful episode, when we had game night, trust to believe, I still cooked HelloFresh for the kids earlier that day. They had grilled shrimp.
It smelled good in there, too.
It was good. And the boys helped me. They had so much fun. It was grilled shrimp with Southwest seasoning, zucchini and tomatoes on pesto couscous. That stuff was slapping. It took no time to put together. Super easy, super fast. And my kids get to help by following the instructions on the recipe card. HelloFresh newest menu released includes Mediterranean recipes that are filled with fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, olive oils, and fiber-packed whole grains for nourishing balance. Customize your favorite dishes with HelloFresh offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding a protein to a veggie meal. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. It's so great to switch back and forth between brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount on us. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16 and use code SK16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16 and use code come on, for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now, this is something else. Okay, we talked about food. We didn't talk about credit. But let's talk about your internet. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. Most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away or gets dog-napped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an encrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data, but ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so they can. It take a hacker with supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all devices, phone, tablet, laptop, and even your smart TV. It is so easy to use. Just fire up the app, click one button, and get protected. Again, because I travel so much, Kevin travels so much.
That's all I
do. Josh travels a lot as well. Using ExpressVPN is essential, okay, because people is out here just taking advantage of folk. Mm-hmm. You just at the coffee shop try to get a refresher, and what they done did, they done took your information because you didn't use ExpressVPN. Super duper easy to use. There's no reason for you not to be using it. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/sk.
SK.
That's expressvpn.com/sk.
SK.
expressvpn.com/sk.
Ooh, SK.
Okay, so are we still talking about Diddy and Carisha?
If you have anything to say, I just wanted to say she was young Miami, not middle-aged Miami, not older Miami.
Oh, you still didn't get to just throw that joke off. Mm-mm. I'm so sorry.
It was okay. Because the segment went better than I thought. And well, actually what you said was he never will. And people in the comments were like, what about Kim Porter? He did not finish with be with her.
Yeah, he when had she them
was,
two kids.
Before she passed, he was with, not Carucci.
He was who was with he somebody, with before? Oh, Lori, if that was real.
Lori Ari?
No, who was he with?
They were together. Well, they
Cassie?
Were, they were seen together. Cassie definitely.
Cassie after Kim Porter?
But y'all got to also understand, he timeline's was with, all, it's he was with Kim Porter. Not a Kim Porter at 50-something.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. People were saying Kim Porter, but he when she passed, they weren't together. They weren't together for a minute.
He was with Kim Porter when Kim Porter was younger. He was also younger too, so they were more so peers. But yeah, he wasn't dating Diddy. I'm not going to call him no pedophile. Diddy wasn't dating like at 20 dating girls that were 12.
Yeah,
he just never changed his dating age from as 20. He got and older.
And by the way, Angel's dad, Martin Luther King, died in 69. I mean 68. Diddy was born in 69, mm-hmm. So he was within the
Neil Armstrong. Then
Neil Armstrong.
A lot of folk. He was here for.
He was. Here.
Did he see the moon landing? The people walk on the moon. Probably. What was that?
What was I don't that? Remember. That's not 69. Even real. That's a conspiracy.
What I was saying, Neil Armstrong. That was 69.
You guys believe the moon landing was real?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, 1969. Yeah, people believe that it wasn't real.
I know.
They believe it was a huge.
It's all right. People think the Earth's flat, too, so I don't know.
They think what?
The Earth's flat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. One of my friends from Washington, the dude on Flat Earth.
Well, we did a.
Yeah, from Alaska.
Yeah.
He thought it was round at first.
He like takes a level on planes. He
took a leveler on a plane.
And that's how he found out it wasn't flat?
He was holding and he was like, level. If the Earth was flat, I mean, round as you say.
I think his whole flight is him recording himself.
The plane, literally is. And
his endurance and
he went from like Georgia to South Carolina. He's like, if the Earth was curved, like y'all say, the plane would have to be tilting down all the time. It's flying straight. Flat Earth.
No.
Yes.
He didn't have. He any believes
the Earth is like
fifth grade. No fifth grade.
He believes the Earth is like a snow globe, right? Or Truman Show, right? It's the snow globe looks like the globe. Like if you look at a map on the world, that's how he feels like. And then there's
on the flat part of it, and then there's a dome
over it.
And
there's a dome over it with this like Truman Show. There's a dome over it with atmosphere.
But because in Antarctica, there's a place you can't go.
Oh, there's warships. Because people of what's beyond Antarctica.
People are protecting the edge of.
They literally have. He didn't say this, but people believe there's ice monsters. There's government ships.
That's where the aliens are. The UFOs all.
My heart hurts for these people.
Why? You're a sheep.
What do you mean?
Because they are trapped in a prison in their mind.
First of all, quick funny story. We were at Tab's Target thing backstage, and we had to get COVID tested for this. So we're backstage. People have their mask off and stuff like that. We in Atlanta. So this one lady was like, we was all like, oh, masks, man. They're hot. You know, regular stuff. And this girl was like, she was like, yeah, man. And they never worked. They never worked.
What?
And Danielle Young was like, yeah, man, they don't work if you don't wear them. She was like, nah, when you do wear them, they didn't work. And if you wear them, you're sheep. And Danielle Young was like, oh, well, you're one of them.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, get away from me.
I was literally like, well, I'm going to just tip my way. And she was a black lady, too. Let me just tip my way out of this conversation.
We're not exempt from we going to go far. And this is what makes it so bad, is that I don't believe every conspiracy is incorrect. But because the people who believe in the conspiracies be so crazy, we can never get to any nugget that could be truthful because you went so far.
America was built on conspiracy theories. I was watching the History Channel. America to break away from Britain, it started on conspiracy theories.
I love hearing the perspective though. Because it's so interesting for me that
to Greg.
Yes.
Greg?
I know he
conspiracy theory McGee. Mm-hmm. He be sending me video. COVID is 4G, 5G.
Oh, my God.
We was like, Greg.
I'm not going to even talk about the people I know who believe the 5G thing and bought expensive 5G stuff.
Gary Hilton? COVID was 5G. But anyway, back to the kids. Are you familiar with Saucy Santana?
Material girl. Material girl. Chanel bag products. Yeah.
Girl.
I think I saw him in Atlanta. There were people losing their mind in the middle of that mall that people have shot up at.
Lenox.
And I was like, okay, that's a man. But I couldn't figure out who it was. And I think it was Saucy.
So Saucy Santana is part of the City Girls. Like, not group, but their friend group. Uh-huh. Right? From what I know, he came up with them.
Oh. I didn't realize.
Him and Carisha. I think he's the one who said Carisha, please. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all.
Popping on TikTok too, right?
Yeah, his music is. What does CP believe? Y'all saying in the comments, CP, do you believe the Earth is flat or COVID was 5G? I'm going to hit him up.
Patrick and CP, is they what they say it.
So, okay, so he is Carisha, please.
Okay.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought. So, he has a new song, Booty, 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 which samples Beyonce, right? The song's blowing up. Inevitably, when you start blowing up for real,
people go somebody's going back
that's to so your crazy. Twitter and making sure in 2013 you ain't do nothing crazy.
I wonder how that process is. They just start scrolling?
Well, now Twitter's made it really easy. You can hit a profile picture. You can hit the magnifying glass and just type in a word, and it'll show you if that person's ever said this.
Ooh.
So please, stage crew, go through mine. See if there's anything that's going to get me canceled.
Yeah.
I've done this a couple times, and luckily I didn't talk crazy on there, but there are some stuff that I deleted, and I hope nobody ever finds it. And if it does, I already got my apology ready. So Saucy Santana was one of the material girls.
Material girl.
Who was talking crazy about Blue Ivy.
Mm.
Somebody said, I just want to be Blue Ivy. He responded, nappy headed or side eyes emoji. Another person said, I'm sorry, but Northwest clears Blue Ivy. Have several car seats blue.
That's what he said, not another person.
No, no, no. That's the other person. You ain't been on Twitter, Angel.
Oh, I thought I was looking at the screenshot. Nah. Sorry.
So the screenshot, that's what the person said. He responded, just said this yesterday.
Oh, okay. You see? Okay.
And then this was in, first one was in 2014. These both were in 2014. 2017, somebody, Bay Humor said, Beyonce with that MF pregnancy glow. And the material girl, Saucy Santana, said, she looked dry to me. So, obviously, people were up in arms.
Mm-hmm.
The internet was in a tizzy.
Yes.
His response was this. Fake woke ABs. People don't care about old tweets. The internet have this weird thing with power, thinking they have power to cancel someone. Newsflash, you don't. Y'all be thinking y'all have someone by the balls about situations
Come on, by the balls.
Don't give a ham about. He also said, material girl, it be the people in the comments trying to force you to apologize or say sorry. To who? To y'all? If I did something to offend someone, I should apologize to them. Not you, women. I told y'all, think y'all got power over people, but go ahead. That was as close to an apology as he got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two things. I had almost forgotten how full grown. Oh, actually, he said one more tweet wasn't in here.
He was 20.
He was. He said he was young, and what did he say, Angel? He was young and miserable when he tweeted that stuff, and that he is now grown. He was 20 at the time.
Yeah, he said he was 20. He said, I know stuff was hateful.
It was hateful because I was miserable. But now I'm grown. Most would argue you were also grown at 20.
Well, yes.
You're just not maybe hateful and miserable, but I believe you're an adult at 18. At 20, you knew better than to talk crazy. I had almost forgotten. People was talking crazy about them people's baby. Mel said this. We was talking about this yesterday. She said she thinks, because it was black people.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly black people.
Yeah.
She said, I think black people still have had a problem accepting black beauty. They thought that Blue Ivy was going to come out light skin with green eyes, like Jay-Z and Beyonce aren't regular black people. Blue Ivy looked like a regular black girl. So that's why when that was happening, I was like, yo, Blue Ivy looked, my kids was in daycare at the time. Blue Ivy looked like any other black girl in that daycare.
I think it has a lot to do with, and this is why Jay-Z had to rap about it more recently, of people finding him unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it really boils down to.
So they were trying to call him ugly via her?
Yes. I think that's what it really boiled down to, because at one point in time, and still now, Beyonce has been considered one of the baddest as far as in appearance.
Yeah.
Jay-Z has never been considered that, but men don't really have to be considered
that. You really don't. I don't want to have to go back to what I said last week, but also I'm handsome AF.
AF.
Come on, kid.
I'm no Marcus Tanksley, but who is?
I mean,
we all can't be 6'4 with a full beard.
You got to look like Marcus Tanksley in order to keep having sex when you can hear your friends. You gotta look like him, or I'm gonna have to stop and be
y'all
like,
I need to put on
again.
Parasite was really like, City of God.
Y'all gotta run Tenet.
Why did y'all choose it? I wasn't preparing myself.
I wasn't looking to see what he chose.
The fact that he just hurriedly was like, HBO Black Lady Sketch Show. Our friend group is going to be in that show.
He was not thinking. Literally, he was just, his whole goal was, this bitch is still awake. Let me hurry up. Because we were originally outside looking at the sunset in our backyard. And he was like, you got a lot of awake energy about you. Come on, let's go.
What was the word you used? Amorous? Huh? You said you did some amorous activity?
Amorous.
What is that?
Amorous is to have a feeling of love, of like we were amorous of each other.
From the word, actually, enamor comes from that.
How do you spell that?
A-M-O-R-O-U-S, amorous.
Okay, skips, showing feeling relating to sexual desire. I never heard that word. I like that.
That's usually women, a lot of times, become more amorous when they've been drinking.
Ah,
of their spouse.
Okay.
Amorous.
So y'all was at the sunset and Marcus was like, let's go and make
some literally, he looked at me and we sitting there looking. He was like, you really awake right now. He said, why are we still out here? I said, you the one who said come outside. He's like, oh, the sunset's so pretty. Let's go in. Because he knew I was about to expire. He was like, I can see the sleepiness.
First of all, they in the comments talking about Kev don't know anything. I know a lot of words.
You do. I'm surprised.
Amorous is a new word for me, and I'm just
Kevin
not hiding.
Really just loves learning.
I like learning. Now, math be having me with a choked here and my arm behind my back. I'll give you that. Y'all ain't never had me with no problem with words. Now, don't start no narrative that ain't true.
I am shocked that amorous isn't a word that you already knew.
I didn't.
Because you be knowing some words.
I know a lot of words, but I don't know them all. I be following word of the day TikToks. I found... what was that word? This black lady on TikTok be giving you words of the days.
That's dope. I should do it.
Oh, she gave me a good one. I had a chance to use it, and now I forgot it. But basically, she said when you just be talking just to be talking and the people are not listening to you.
Oh, wow.
It was...
rambling?
Not rambling. No, it was like... decadent? Not decadent. I'll look. Decadent is like a rich dessert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know decadent. See,
that's why I need to like my TikToks. So
you don't be liking
them.
Your TikToks.
You can bookmark them now.
I called it a
can
TikTok.
Can you?
You can bookmark them now.
I don't always like everyone. And it started with a D. Her name is Aunt Bev. Okay. That is her name. Let me find it. Because now I got to tell y'all the word. Because there was a person we both know that do this all the time. And I was like, whoo! I can't wait to use this.
Let me tell you of a word that we need to know as of today. Because of when this is going to air. I think this is our... anniversary.
I was just thinking about this.
2 years?
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think when it was. Is this 2 years of Here's the Thing?
I mean, we've already passed the anniversary of when you started it by yourself. Mm-hmm. But my first...
We don't speak of those days.
My first episode would have been...
We don't talk about those days. No.
My first episode would have been June 17th.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, so this is the week of June 17th.
And we've done 100 episodes... a year.
I know. I had a bottle of champagne and left that thing at home.
Angel.
Pop bottles. Boop.
We'll pop bottles next time.
It is our anniversary. Thank y'all for those of you all who have been here since day one of Here's the Thing. Thank you so much. You made this podcast so worth doing.
Oh, it's just been a fantastic time. I have great joy. Just give me 1 second, y'all. Just
you go ahead and find that word.
Because I now, as you know, when it's stuck in your head.
You know what? Sometimes what will be stuck in my head is I have to scale up and I need to hire more people. Mm. And that is why I use Indeed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring right now is hard. No one is more committed to helping business than Indeed. That's why they're giving away $50 million in Indeed sponsored job credits to help businesses like yours hire great people fast. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed InstaMatch assessments and virtual interviews. With InstaMatch, over 80% of employers get qualified candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data. I used Indeed. Now, granted, I ended up hiring my niece, but when I was first looking for an assistant, Indeed is where I went, and they brought me over 100 qualified candidates.
You was overwhelmed.
I was.
With how many good candidates you had?
I'm telling you, with skill sets like social media, understanding analytics, photography, because I was like, if I'm going to do this, let me just see what all I can get. I want somebody that can snap some photos of me so I can hurry up and post them on Instagram. I was able to find all of that on Indeed. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you can only pay for applicants that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievable, powerful hiring partner, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest in 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Sign up for Indeed now and get a $75 credit toward your first sponsored job, plus earn up to $500 extra in sponsored job credits with Indeed virtual interviews. Visit Indeed.com/HTT to learn more.
HTT, cuz.
Claim your credits at Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mm-hmm. You need.
Did you find it, Kevin?
Yes. The word is pedantic.
Ooh.
Pedantic is when you are talking about something that the people around you are not interested in, and you're basically just talking to hear yourself talk. Mm-hmm. So in this example, she was talking about clouds and cumulonimbus clouds and all this, and she was like, "This, you're just being pedantic." And I was like, I need to add that to my vocabulary.
Pedantic.
So anyway, one thing about Santana that I do agree with, his apology is to Beyonce and Blue Ivy.
I fully agree with him on that.
His apology, he doesn't owe anyone other than the people he was talking about an apology. The internet does get a sense of power. Like, you know, he was specifically talking about a baby. But people want you to apologize to them so they can feel better. And they be up in arms and be tripping. I don't think
it's about them feeling better. I think it's about, it's inside. Okay, I think.
Josh, put the camera on Angel.
I think it's about wanting to be up in other people's business. Mm-hmm. It's not so, I mean, there is power in it that they feel like, you thought you were about to be successful at this thing and watch us rip it down.
Yes.
Yeah, he was wrong.
Especially because people wait until you.
They could have called it out early on when it was irrelevant to the situation. And at the end of the day, it's also like, okay, so who are you helping in this? Are you helping Beyonce so that she can say, well, I'll never work with you again because I don't see how that is going to be helpful?
Yeah.
Or at the end of the day, it actually feels like what you all are doing is making her and her daughter and her husband feel worse because they had to deal with everybody talking about their daughter.
We're talking about my baby crazy.
And so you're like, well, we're going to drag it up again because he said it. Yeah. And let me show you what he said in these other tweets. So I do think it's a lot have to do with power. I agree with him on that. I'm glad that he at least took accountability and was like, yeah, it was hateful. I was in a bad place. Now, he was an adult, so I don't know why he was like, and I was only 20. But I do think it is funny. And this is what I've noticed being someone who talks about stuff and people get upset with what I say. I do think it's funny when we get offended by something that has nothing to do with us. I can understand that some things that we might say might trigger a past experience for you, but I do think it's funny when we get in an uproar about things, and I say we, meaning I am a person who does it too.
Yeah, me too, Kevin.
That gets in an uproar about things that were never directly directed to us. It's like a bullet was shot, and we like, let me get a piece of that. Let me get a piece of that bullet. You shot me in the shoulder, and you need to apologize.
Somebody in the comments said, I'm personally offended by him calling that little black girl nappy-headed in a negative way, so I do want an apology. He could have been like, his apology was like, basically, shut up. Yeah, I was hateful and miserable. The problem is, he was not Saucy Santana at that time.
Oh, absolutely not.
And when you don't have a lot of followers and not a microscope, and especially how Twitter was at that time, he was doing the things a lot of people were doing.
Just saying now crazy, negative stuff.
Let me tell you what I've already prepared my mind for. because it happens to everybody except Queen Latifah. The internet turns when you get successful. Most recently and most quickly, it happened to Tiffany Haddish. She had Carmichael show, I believe, mm-hmm. was her big thing prior to Girls Trip.
Yes.
And she was on something else.
She was in that movie with Keegan-Michael Key and Keanu.
Before Girls Trip?
Yeah.
Okay. But we can agree that Girls Trip was her
coming out party.
Came out of that movie a star, and her antics were loved for what I'll say was a summer. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way, when she didn't do anything different than she had been doing prior, mm-hmm. did in the movie, on the red carpets. I remember one time she did this and I thought I would do the same thing, depending on the actress. She saw Meryl Streep and she hopped over the stanchion and mm-hmm. gave her a hug.
Yeah, she did.
And she was like, I don't know when I'm going to be on these things no more. I'm going to have a chance to meet Meryl Streep. I'm a meet her. And the internet just turned on her. She's not funny. She's not this. I was like, well, yo. So the Kev on stage, it already happens. Mm-hmm. Some days, and this, I got to find my own YouTube a different way. I search Kev on stage when I'm looking for a video. Like Kev on stage, Family Exchange, Kev on stage, this. Boy, when I get to them gossip thing, they done call me everything but a child of God.
They talking about you. Woo! They talking about you, friend.
And you know we can't go down to that alley.
Oh, the alley is just going, they just beating you down.
And this is still the corners of the internet. Mm-hmm. It's going to be public time. I never liked him. I don't believe he loves his wife. He's half a father. He's bald. He's out of shape. All that stuff. He was never funny to me. He stole them sketches. Anything that has ever been, whether or not, and this is what happens on the internet too that I've seen, whether or not the allegation is true, it's still tied to you. Oh, didn't he steal them sketches from that thing? Didn't he kick them out the podcast? Didn't he do this? No. That was, I seen videos on it. That doesn't mean it was true. Mm-hmm. That's just what people thought.
People just want to be in your business.
That's what, well, let me tell you, if I didn't learn nothing in the time we didn't in 2 years since I said this about myself and I said this on myself and I did this and looked at Josh and Josh said 40 minutes and I said left. That summer when I found out my personal life was podcast fodder, no different than Diddy Dead and Carisha
that we talk about. Yeah.
Let me and Melissa go through a rough patch, right? Publicly. Let us be separated, right? I ain't speaking divorce, but let us be separated for a summer. I knew it. He always looked like a cheater. He done did Absolutely. This. He probably hit her. Anything
you don't even have to bias. Be separated. Let Melissa look at you like, shut up.
Like she did when I fell asleep?
Yes, without her laughing, though, at right. the end. Let it be, shut up. They ain't going to make it.
Oh, they do that in the videos now.
Exactly.
She don't the love moment. Him. He's too handsome for all that. He's so beautiful as a man. He is a sexual what? Prime. Oh I'll be like, y'all get out them comments speaking about me like that.
You stop it.
Is you crazy? Have you lost your mind? I'll help you find it. I just watched that video, Josh. I didn't want to send it to you because I'm going to just get into what happened to see all the clips that we like. But when Stanley said, that is a child, you were sniffing around. And I don't know why his inflection went up. Have you lost your mind, son? I'll help you find it.
He's a fool.
But
back
man.
To what that going back
boop boop boop
him calling a young girl and talking about her hair and calling it nappy again, it's about what triggers us.
Agreed.
So I get it. I being someone who does not have straight silky hair, whose hair be getting, if I decide to sleep on it wrong, know that I'm coming in here with a head wrap on because the naps are going to come together. That's something I think is beautiful about black hair is that it wants to be with itself.
And we hey, come over here and hang out with us.
Come here, we don't care what she had planned.
You stay with me.
But because we've had this journey of trying to love ourselves the way we were born, the way our hair is, regardless of whether how we decide to wear our hair, which we're trying to get to a point to actually love ourselves in all shapes or forms.
Yeah,
it does feel like a personal attack, even though he was talking about someone specifically.
Oh,
so
agreed.
I think a lot of times we have a hard time with. Because we are triggered by something we've experienced, we begin to take someone else's attack that's happened on someone else as a personal attack on ourselves.
I one time, I think it was one of the like self-help people or LMFTs, they were saying that every, basically not every, but most critiques on the internet are projections about how things happen. Like that thing with JoJo, somebody was like, this is how my dad didn't come to my graduation. Mm-hmm. They were just making a comment. Like that, that person was just making a comment. But you see the world, and this is when I realized that I can't control all these narratives because just like Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, it never became more clear to me than in that moment.
Yeah.
People make full on concrete observations with the most limited
information
and be 10 toes down in other people's business saying what is and what ain't and don't even know. Yeah. When I was getting dragged on one of my many occasions over the last summers.
Bless my friends.
I said, man, y'all don't know what y'all be talking. I mean, just grasping at straws. And that actually gave me a little bit of peace because, and now you do have to come and correct it because if you don't, sometimes they just go crazy. But sometimes I just be like, y'all just go crazy. And that's why I don't deal with every single one. Sometimes I just let people talk and be crazy.
Yeah.
But I was like, y'all don't know nothing. About nothing and is just screaming into a void. But guess who else does it? Me.
Come on.
And I do it with a microphone and three cameras. Four if you count. I set up lights and do the same thing I'm accusing y'all of doing. But I say 100. Allegedly.
100%. I've had phone conversations and I'll say, now you know I'm making up half of this. I'm filling in the blanks so where the blanks ain't together.
Right.
I think though, what we see in social media that becomes a problem is when people are invested in making what they believe or deem to be true.
Confirmation bias.
It is very, that's the part, like I understand human nature enough, especially because I try to be self-aware of what I do.
Yeah.
The part that confuses me is when people become so invested in this story that doesn't involve them and so invested in making their narrative of what the story is be the truth of it all. And I feel for people who are in the public eye whose lives are lived out loud.
Yeah.
And mine is very small. There was just one podcast where me and Marcus actually had an argument recently where,
it's was, still up?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm gonna go and make a gossip channel about y'all.
And it was so funny. Even people who are actually loyal to us and meant no harm created a story for themselves and of why they were taking a side that I was just like, oh, but they don't realize half of a story is not being told.
Exactly.
Half of the story isn't being told in this episode. And the only reason why that half is not being told is because I didn't want to start cussing my husband out in the middle of the episode. It was more so for our sanity that I was like, and this is the end of what the story will be. We will discuss the rest off camera so that this can all come together in a better light.
You know what? You brought something to my attention that I did recently that I think is what happens to the internet. So we went to a game night at Angel's house last week. Angel made us test, right? Because COVID is still very present.
Mm.
So we tested PCR. In home, we was all testing, like, Angel basically, like, test before, and if you can't, I got some tests at home, right? Busting her ovaries, I was like, one of her homegirls came over who didn't test, right? And we were losing in Taboo, so I needed a win.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sowing discord, as they say. Not our discord, but sowing discord. Dissension in the camp.
Dissension.
So I'm like, did you test? And she was like, no, I didn't test. I tested when I came back, because she was over, out of the country. And she was like, you know, I don't go nowhere. I stay at home. I don't care about that information. I got a narrative to create.
You didn't have to test, and I did.
So once I had that one piece of information, my narrative is that Angel has a tier of friends that she loves and trusts who don't have to test.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of us, is it still there? It's Josh, nice. Put it in Angel. I try to get it, but.
He's talking to
they
me.
They said you were digging, but I was gone when you were digging.
I know, Josh. Oh, well, there it is.
Yeah, it was like.
Is it on Angel?
No, it is.
Kevin kept saying Angel's real friends. And then,
Okay. Now, let me take over. Cut that part out. So then another one of Angel's friends came over and she didn't have to test. And she was, Angel's like, oh, well, I just forgot about her. I invited her late. And one more of her friends came over?
It was the other one I invited late.
And didn't have to test. Oh, now I got three. So I lit torches. I went by Target, got some tab stuff, got some tiki torches. And I'm doing this whole Angel's real friends. And Melissa's like, hey, you should stop. And I'm like, well, all right, this is going great. She's like, you don't remember the beginning of the story? Beginning of the story is I suggested game night and then didn't open my house up as the host. And also in our group,
my family, two close friends got COVID,
got vitted up. Melissa was like, that's why we did need it to test.
I'm like, you recall we didn't even do the podcast face to face with each other because we were uncertain of statuses.
Although I was joking, I think that's what happens in the internet. Like people, and this is the other thing I think, and this is even more, well, let me finish my statement and I'll get back. Uh-huh. People have pieces of the story and they take the piece they need to make their claim and they leave the pieces out that don't support their claim, right? And here's what they do even more, I believe. They think and talk how they would act in a hypothetical situation
absolutely.
That they have not been in.
Absolutely.
And more than likely won't be in it exactly. Mm-hmm. And even if they were in, they have a different lived experience.
Yes.
Right? People ask us to do whatever. They don't know. Most people don't know what it's like to have a humongous platform where your words get taken out of context. Mm-hmm. They don't know what it's like to be asked to speak out about everything. You know, like they don't know. So it's easy to say what you should have, would have, could have done in the moment.
Yeah.
It's hard when that is actually you. And it's even harder. Like one time I was getting dragged because my homegirls was like, could you just not for me? Like, and I was just like, they gonna drag me, Kevin. But she was like, but you know what I'm saying? If you say this, it's gonna come back to me. And nobody cares about that. And when we were going through it, I was like, the whole internet could be mad. But and then somebody tweeted at me, oh, your one friend is more important than us? Yes. The person I actually know is more important than the random strangers who are just going at me because of this, which is a subset of a subset of a subset of a group of people who I think what happened, something happened with Jada Pinkett at this time, and it completely diverted everybody's attention. And I was just like, this too will pass. But if anything happens, he stole them sketches from that Billy. He did this. And you remember that summer and Theological Thursdays? I never liked him.
The biggest skill you have to have to be someone who has any type of, I don't know if I'd call it notoriety, but any type of visibility is to have skin like an elephant.
Man.
That is the biggest. You don't actually have to have talent. We see that with the Kardashians. It's not their talent that helps them survive. It is their thick skin.
You know what? That is a great, we was watching that on Hulu yesterday. Boy, I tell you, Melissa was watching it, and I was like, oh, here she go watching the Kardashian. Oh, here she go.
I didn't know she was watching it.
I said, hold on now. Why Scott didn't get invited to the dinner party? He want to be a part of the family. Why y'all ain't let him?
Nah, but he's doing too much, though.
He's
trying to ruffle too many feathers.
See, I like this
version.
I'm watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta right now, and then I looked up.
Oh, that just came back, huh?
Yeah, it's episode 4, and it was so funny because Denora sent me something about we've been going through this journey of, do we have HDD or HDAD? And so she had sent me something, then
HDD?
I went... ADD.
Excuse me.
Okay. I was like,
ADHD or HD, ADD. I keep wanting to say HDD, obviously. And one of the things it said, one of the behaviors of someone who has... ADHD is
HDTV.
Yeah, HGTV. HGTV. Is you watch a lot you watch TV, reality shows. I just finished watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it was like watching reality TV shows. It's a part of having ADHD. I was like, really? Well, God dang it. Then just let me have it then.
what was the connection though?
It's about certain unhealthy behaviors that you participate in when your mind is just moving around too much.
Oh, man.
Shopping.
That makes sense for me.
Doing a lot of shopping.
I won't take the medication.
Watching reality TV and, like, overeating.
Well, I do overeating, and you can blame it on whatever you want, because I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to go get a donut after this, and that's
there was true. One episode this season, though, was, like, the most elitist thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, Kardashian?
Them do. Is when Kylie and her mom went grocery shopping.
I saw that one.
I was like,
why was it elitist?
Got to be... they're like, oh, let's do it ourselves. No, we want to ring it up. Don't worry about it. Like, we'll
take the so car. Fun to do what the courts do.
And then they did have the big, what the, and their tequila was in there. Is that theirs?
That's theirs. I was like, they placed that in there, man.
First of all, how are you going to take the doggone area code and make a tequila out of that? Like, a lot of us have that number.
Let's support. I was like, shut up.
And it was such a rich person's grocery store. You know, it was one of those like
Whole Foods, or
not even Whole Foods, like Gelson's or something like
that. No, it was the one on PCA. Oh, I don't know if you guys ever drive up on that way, but
that's on Malibu.
It's on Malibu. It faces the water.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know, regular folks is not. That ain't Ralph's or Aldi's or Piggly Wiggly's. Also, did you know? I thought there was there's very few, if any, nationwide grocery stores that go by that name nationwide. Did you know that?
That's
nationwide
grocery stores that go by that name nationwide. Like Safeway is Safeway in Washington, but it's called Vons.
I thought you were saying the name they go by.
Oh, no.
Nationwide. I was like, there's no grocery store called that at all anywhere.
So when I was a kid, we had Skaggs Alpha Beta. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that besides me. We had a grocery store called Skaggs.
That's not a real place.
That is Skaggs Alpha Beta. Anybody in the world can Skaggs Alpha Beta.
We
had that became
cans.
An Albertsons, but Winn-Dixie. When I lived in North Carolina, I had never seen a Winn-Dixie or a Piggly Wiggly in El Paso.
I think Trader Joe's is probably one of the few.
But Trader Joe's, I don't think they're everywhere though.
They're not on East Coast.
Are they in the Midwest? Because
They're not everywhere. But
really?
I would say they're
there's no
they're
iteration
one of
them in any other form. It's going to be Trader Joe's or nothing at all.
Publix is another one. Publix is not over here.
I wish Publix was over here.
Yeah,
bro.
That chicken is lit.
I've been thinking about the sandwich.
The sandwich is good too. Aldi's is just, we got one Aldi's here. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a Midwest. Wegmans too. I feel like that's a Midwest. See? Kelvin Davis. He said Skaggs in Oak Cliff, Texas.
Mm-hmm, disgusting. I would never eat
Skaggs
anything.
Skaggs is a terrible name for a grocery store.
It sounds like the
Food Lion.
Source from a STD.
Pathmark. But you heard of that one?
I got some Skaggs on my clitoris.
Angel! All right. That's it.
Well, Skaggs on my clitoris is where we will not be making the Sirius XM radio.
Yes. Come on. Should I say labia vulva? Skaggs. Which kind you got? The alpha? Oh, I got
all
the beta.
All right, guys,
kind.
You love y'all.
You guys have U-crops? U-crops?
I never heard of
They're
that.
They're from Virginia.
Nope.
Sprouts.
Sprouts I've heard of.
I love Sprouts.
Sprouts. Kroger is a big, I feel like Kroger owns some of the big ones.
Food for Less.
Yeah.
That's what they own.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
They
now,
own
do you believe
Food for Less,
they
Vons, Ralph's, Albertsons.
In Washington, they have Fred Meyer, which is a Kroger brand,
too. Oh, he's really an Oscar.
Bye.
Ah, that was good.
Bye. It took you a minute,
Happy
though.
Happy anniversary.
All right. Patreon, I believe me and Angel ain't decided, but this we're shooting this on Sunday because we're on vacation, both of us. And then I imagine we'll be back on Friday.
Yeah. Do you have, it's you.
Are
Do
you back
you have
on Friday?
Something?
What is going on this? I was in, literally, I was working, and then all of a sudden the schedule just shifted. I was like getting so
My nieces
and
nephews are
I'm
in
sorry.
Town. Coming in town today.
I'm
we'll
sorry.
Talk after.
Yeah.
We'll
for
talk specifics on vacation.
Right. Bye, blacks and whites.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya.
With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.